Hello everyone, and let's talk about boundaries today. So I'm Morgan, and yeah, this is a big topic, especially when you are empath and you have been raised in guilt or shame even. So this is the type of remarks that you've heard as a child that made you feel guilty for setting boundaries. And like I said, if anyone wants to take you on a trip, guilt ain't gonna be the destination. Definitely not. So you have heard innocent / normalized BS like, come here, give a kiss to grandma or she'll be sad. If you don't finish your food, I will be upset. Things like that. Or, you know, like some people are starving, finish your plate. Or, remember the other day, you know when we were with this and that people and you said XYZ? Well, that really made me feel like I was a bad parent. You made me so embarrassed. Out of the blue, like, just like that. I could go on and on, but you got the idea, right? And sometimes it's even your partner that say things like that. Don't embarrass me in front of my friends, right? So the repetition of small, quote-unquote, small innocent remarks is toxic. Innocent remarks are not okay. They are not innocent. It's passive-aggressive, it's fear-based, it's manipulative, it's controlling. And as an empath, you feel others' wounds and emotions. So as a child, you felt responsible for the way that they were feeling, even if it was not your responsibility, right? And as a child, we naturally want to be a good boy or a good girl, right? We want to make our folks happy. And then life goes on, you're an adult, an empath, and you struggle with boundaries. To get a long story short. But this, I'm really talking about the repetition here, because what is embedded within us as a child is within, like, and this creates like a resonance phenomenon, because energies of the same nature as are going to vibrate higher, like stronger, be activated. There is like an activation. So because it's trapped within you, you will quote unquote attract situations of the same nature. That's repetition. And so now you're afraid of setting boundaries, and I've been there too, so no judgment. I totally understand. You're afraid of being judged. You're afraid of hurting others. You're afraid of sounding selfish for choosing yourself. You're feeling guilty. You're afraid of feeling like you don't care about other people and all these things. And I say, this has to stop. Your energy is caviar. Your energy is what feeds other energy vampires, and we don't want that, because energy vampires are keen on using guilt trips to feed off your energy. And when you heal the soul wound of guilt, which is one of the 6 major soul wounds in my humble opinion that I'm so passionate about helping my clients heal from, because I've been through that myself. And I'm not saying everybody has all the six wounds. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking in general, like the main core wounds. So once you heal that, your energy field will be so much stronger. Your mindset will be stronger as well. Like, you won't be afraid. You will be more focused on your goal, on your goals, actually, because you will have crystal clear clarity. You won't have any energy leaks anymore, or you will be aware if that's the case. And it's not only you and your creativity, your innate abilities, focusing on making impact and creating a prosperous life from your passion. It's also for your life mission to help others to do the same. You will still be an empath when you heal all of that. You will still be aware of others' feelings and emotions, but you won't feel obliged, like obligated to react to their manipulative remarks. And this is life-changing, because you will see through the game. And you won't have to be absorbing things from people anymore. You will be solid, more centered. That's what I call the unshakable empath. And healing soul wounds is done with joy. It doesn't have to be painful, like I always say. And I know in the past, like when I really started my journey with energy healing, and I was receiving healing and going on sessions myself, sometimes I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to have like a healing crisis and I'm going to feel like meh after. So of course I would still go. I never let that stop me, but I was kind of anticipating. But this is also an illusion. This can be shifted as well. This can be done with joy. You don't have to re-experience the trauma. It doesn't have to be heavier than necessary. And when you learn how to shift that for yourself, then of course you will still feel things, but you will know. So you won't be attaching to it. You will just be observing what's going on. And not everybody reacts the same way. And to go even deeper, one session will always be different to the next, because you are unique. Your need right now is different from your need in 1 week or in 6 months, right? So that I'm really big on that. It doesn't have to be heavy. It doesn't have to, you know, to, like I say, re-experience. That's why my method, I called it EASE, Energy Alignment for Success and Empowerment, because it's made to facilitate the process with grace and ease. And obviously, because it's called EASE. So you can start a new chapter of your life. You can keep on creating as you heal, because that's compatible. You don't have to put your life in between brackets before you heal everything. That's an illusion. You are healed enough right now to create your next level success. And it's time for you to create this chapter of your life. The chapter that's titled, I Create More Freedom, Impact and Income from My Passion, Authentically, Unapologetically, but Always with Integrity. And this is available to you. So if that sounds like something you are interested in, just visit my website, morganrose.com, and you can check out the Unshakable program. And if programs are not for you, or if you want to explore first what it looks like, I have single sessions available. So yeah, I hope this helps, and I will see you in the next episode.